Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So some teachers are talking about eliminating homework for the year. Now, I have a friend of mine who is a principal at a large school. And about 2 years ago, over a dinner conversation, was talking about how he would be all for eliminating homework at the school. There's some various feelings on this. The thing is there seems to be sometimes no balance. You either have this excessive amount of homework, depending on the school, or whatever. Now, my kids, I felt always they had excessive homework. My kids, especially when they were older, would spend, it was about 2 hours of homework every night.
Mm-hmm. And both of your children in extracurriculars, so they're getting done school, what, like 3:30?
And
then they have their practice.
Yeah.
And then they come home and do homework. It's like, do you guys have time to, and I know you said oftentimes you weren't even sitting down together to have dinner, but imagine if you had those 2 hours to spend together.
Yeah, and I said, and I'm not proud of that, and I said this, and I regret this a great deal. It's one of those things which you look back and you go, I wish I would have changed that. And I, at the time, I didn't know how to change it because we very rarely got to eat dinner together because, it's a practice right after school. It's some activity. Maybe there's a game even, depending on how old they are and whether they're playing JV or varsity or whatever, even the younger kids too involved in when they're younger involved in stuff. So we didn't get a chance to sit down to that family dinner, very often.
Say, I think a lot of people are in that position, especially if you have more than one child and they're doing different sports, they're different ages, so you're running all over the place. You say you didn't know how to change it then, but I mean, is there really a solution even for that now?
Well, a lot of people overschedule their kids on purpose to keep them busy because they feel like if they keep them busy, they're going to be less likely to get into any kind of trouble. They're not going to have a bunch of free time on their hands. They boom, boom, boom. They got stuff to do. With my kids, it wasn't, it was sports. I mean, it could have been anything. It could have been the chess team. It could have been anything. But there's training and practice. For my kids, it was sports because they played everything. And it was always something like that that took away from time that we would have had at home. And then on top of that, about 2 hours of homework every night.
Yeah.
Which I just felt like, there's enough's enough on the homework. And, cutting out homework, my friend who's the principal, his point is there is adequate time, I guess, and he's speaking about his school. There is adequate time in the school day to get the work done before you leave to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So let's get everything done at school. We'll be finished with that. Then if you do a sport, fine. And then you actually have time to be a kid, whether you want to ride your bike or whatever you want to do, you still have time to do that. So I think that's what the debate is with these teachers. It's like, man, nobody's got time to do anything anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have time to really be a family or be a kid because I got to go here, I got to go here. It was constant when my kids were little. Oh my gosh, what time is it? We got to be at so-and-so. Oh, we're never going to make it. Where's the jersey? What do you mean the jersey hasn't been washed? Mm-hmm. It was constant.
And the purpose of homework, from what I gather, is that you see it gives students a chance to practice outside. Because sometimes you'll get something when somebody's explaining it to you to make sure that you've retained the information. So what are the perks to having homework? Just to make sure that you've retained the information. And as a parent, would you support completely getting rid of that?
Yeah. And the thing about the homework for my kids is they, like my son, went back to school about a week ago. On the first day of school, he had a report due. Over the summer, they have to read two books. One of them they have to do this dialectic journal on, and another one there's something more brief that has to be done. But this is due on the first day of school, and they make it a fairly large portion of your grade in that class. And then it's from there on, it is on. And the junior year is usually the killer. That's the killer year. When you get to that junior year, they're getting ready. They're trying to train you that from here on out, man, it's important, especially once you get past your senior year and get into school, because there's a lot of complaints about how public school does not prepare kids for the rigors of a university and the way they do things.
Yeah. So, also, a lot of times in university, they're like, I didn't have a good weekend. Let's cancel class.
Right.
So.
True.
It depends on the professor, I guess. The discussion is homework. Should we eliminate it? Some teachers are considering eliminating homework entirely. Should we? Is it possible? Can we do it? posted up or 680 Wolf.
Good morning. I wanted to talk about the homework issue.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, I have a grandson who's going into a senior this year. Last year, I had to go stay with them for a while their mother had surgery. That child had 3 to 4 hours of homework every day.
Whoa.
Junior year of high school. Yes.
Yeah, the junior year is when they hit them the hardest. That junior year is tough.
And that's ridiculous. But I don't understand. I used to work in a high school. I don't understand why they can't work out a system. Like, on this week, English and science teachers give homework. Next week, history and math teachers give homework. So that they're not getting hit by all the teachers at the same time.
That's a good suggestion. I like the idea of that. The question is could they coordinate something like that throughout a whole school?
I don't know why not. If you started it the first of the year and the teachers know when they do their scheduling, you have homework this week and next week the other team has homework.
Well, I'll tell you who should organize that. The people who did the Chick-fil-A drive-through system.
Shout out to Melissa Argano. She said, as a teacher, I need to weigh in. I personally feel that homework helps to bridge the gap between school and home. A child should be able to do the work at home as well. It helps me to know the child has truly mastered the skill. Obviously, sometimes there is help, but I feel the more exposure, the better. I do not believe in 2 hours of homework, but I do think homework is important.
So what is an adequate amount of homework? How long should it take you to get your homework finished once you get started on it?
And isn't it wild? None of us have school. Well, Dale does. Chase and I don't have school age kids, but I have friends who have kids and they'll be like, oh, help me with the homework. And I look at them like, I don't know how to do this anymore. You know, we have calculators now.
You know, the hard part about helping with homework is when they're, to me, this, and I'm just going to admit this right here on this microphone, was in elementary and middle school where you're going back to concepts mm-hmm. you learned a long time ago and you haven't used them and you've forgotten them. I told Clay, J.D. Walker, yesterday, I said, I don't think I could pass Algebra 1 right now. I don't. I'm 57 years old. I don't think I could pass Algebra 1.
Two things I've really retained from school is Roy G. Biv, which is the colors of the rainbow,
mm-hmm.
and PEMDAS for how to do mathematical equations.
Yep. Okay, nice. Order of operations.
Very
important.
That's where I max out, though. If your kid needs to know anything else besides Roy G. Biv or PEMDAS, I'm not here.
So post up what you think or call us at 680-WOLF.
Dale.
Yes.
Look, my wife's a teacher, and so that school has implemented a homework optional policy. So basically what that means is that they give you homework, and if you don't want to do it, then they can't give you a bad grade on it.
Mm.
That is in Alamance County. That is true.
So now let me get this straight. So if you don't do your homework, they can't give you a bad grade. But if you do your homework, do you get extra credit?
Apparently not.
I guess not.
Absolutely. That is in Alamance County. So yes, they have a homework optional policy.
I've got to ask, where am I incentivized to do my homework then, you know?
Exactly. Exactly my point.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, buddy.
So if you're in Alamance County, talk to me about that. I mean, how does that work? Optional homework policy. Interesting. 826, what do you think?
You're a crack of dawn Monday morning coffee. Don't matter where we've been. No, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on.
Wake up with the Wolf Show at 8:36, talking about homework and in the upper grades, getting excessive amounts of homework. What you think?
The problem is, especially when they get to upper grades, there's so many teachers.
Yeah.
Now they have like 6 classes. At least 4 of them are giving them an hour to hour and a half of homework every night. Well, that really kills the kids half the time. And the other part is they give homework during all the break.
I'm surprised there's not just more of like a worksheet rule where it's like, this is what we learned today. Run it down. Make sure you know how to do this instead of doing hours worth of research. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to give that, that's a project. Have that be, you know, a semester's worth or a quarter's worth. But they should, maybe a better rule, because we're seeing, you know, hearing from both sides, like, hey, it helps to let us know that you learned the information. But then everybody else who's not on that side is like, okay, this is too much. So maybe just a balance is what we really need.
I mean, they don't like Christmas vacation. they should not have projects and stuff to do over.
Absolutely not. Don't pull the science project on me over the Christmas holiday.
Yes, that's what I think is the problem. The teachers, with all the paperwork and all that they have to do, which is insane in and of itself, they're doing a great job, but they need less paperwork, more class time when they can actually teach, not doing paperwork.
Right.
And the kids need less homework at home, so they actually have downtime, because that's really what burns out the kids. And I've got the gamut from the average kids to where, you know, I have the super smart, straight A, everything student.
Yeah,
so
right.
I have the whole gamut of that.
Right.
They just need to dial it back, especially in high school. It just needs to be dialed back just a little, in my opinion.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. He has 9 kids, by
Woo!
The way. 9 kids in a span of ages.
So how do you even, they always hear your friends, like when you have a baby and you go to name it, you're like, oh God, we don't like anybody. I can't think of 9 names that I like. Like, we have to reuse one. Start from the top again.
It's like your password. Add a number to the end of it.
Exclamation point.
Bradley and Bradley, out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.